Well, I think if we put in place these changes and if we send a very clear message about working and not claiming, I think you also got to recognise this time those controls that we've had in place for 7 years, which don't give total access to the British labour market to Romania and Bulgaria, those controls are coming off at the same time as the controls in France and in Germany and in Holland. Whereas, you know, under the last Labour government, they gave immediate access to Polish people and others to come to Britain when other countries were keeping transitional controls in place. But I'm not going to make an estimate. I think the last government made a terrible mistake by doing that and getting the numbers completely wrong. I think my job is to put in place the right controls, the right measures, the right processes, and then to see how this situation develops.
So who are these benefit changes targeted at? Paint us a picture. Who is it that you want to say, if you're thinking of coming, don't?
Well, to anyone, and this is not just Romanians or Bulgarians, to anyone in other European Union countries, thinking of coming to Britain because it's easier to claim benefits, housing benefit or unemployment benefit, I think it's very important to send a clear message out that that is not the case. And frankly, some of this work has come about because I've seen other European countries that do take a tougher approach than us, that have pushed the legal boundaries more than we've done. And I've insisted as Prime Minister we do that right here in Britain too.
You have been Prime Minister for more than 3 years, and we are now scarcely more than a month from this deadline. This makes a panic, doesn't it?
Well, it's taken some time to turn this situation around. I mean, on becoming Prime Minister, we extended the time of the transitional controls on Romania and Bulgaria from 5 years to 7 years. We put in place an immigration cap for migration from outside the European Union. We tore up the last government's hopeless set of measures. We closed down hundreds of bogus colleges that fake students were coming to. We've actually cut net migration by one third. But if you're saying, is there more that needs to be done? Yes, there is, and I'm doing it.
Have you any idea how many people might be affected by this, how much money might be saved, or is it frankly about sending a signal?
It is about sending a signal, and one of the frustrations is it's not possible to give you more accurate data because I don't think we've done enough in the past as a country to actually collect data on who is claiming, where they're from, how they got here. This whole system needs to be turned around, and that's what I'm determined we're going to do.
It's a shot in the dark, isn't it?
No, not at all, because clearly you want to send a message to people thinking of coming to the UK that we might somehow be a soft touch in terms of benefits, in terms of housing benefit or unemployment benefit. I want to send a very clear signal that's not the case. And if you look at the immigration bill, that's really saying, look, you don't just control immigration at your borders, but I want to make sure people aren't getting access to our health service if they haven't earned the right to it, that they shouldn't be able to get a council house if they don't have a right to be here. You shouldn't get access to legal aid in some circumstances unless you have the right to be here. It's recognising immigration isn't just for the Home Office, it's for the Health Department, it's for the Education Department. British people expect, you know, we want fairness. And this is what this is about, is fair treatment for people who work hard and do the right thing.
What do you say to people who say that so long as we're in the EU, so long as much poorer countries join the EU, it is inevitable that hundreds of thousands of poorer people will choose to make their home here, and there's nothing you can do to stop them?
Well, I agree with them, and that's why we need to change the European Union. One of the reasons I want to renegotiate Britain's position in the European Union and renegotiate the rules of the European Union is to deal precisely with this point. I mean, let's be frank. Yes, I have. I think that actually, if you look at the reaction of what I've said from, for instance, the Dutch Prime Minister and others, you'll see that, you know, look, the people who founded the European Union, they did not envisage that you were going to get, you know, 1.5 million people coming from Eastern Europe to live in Britain. And we do need to look longer term, and that's why I want to renegotiate. When new countries join the European Union, you need longer controls so they don't get access to your labour market straight away.
And is this vital to you? Are you saying to Europe and to the country, if I can't get this changed, Britain cannot in future stay a member of the EU? I couldn't recommend a yes vote.
Well, I'm confident I will get these changes, and I'm confident we'll get Britain's place secured in a reformed European Union. And I think that the tide of ideas and opinion is going in my direction. I think people can now see that when new countries join, if they have radically different wage rates, radically different economies in terms of scale than ours, you will get these mass movements of people. Frankly, it isn't right for our own country, and it isn't right for those countries. You see sometimes a bit of a hollowing out of some of these poorer countries when so many of their young people across the continent to seek work elsewhere. So I want quite a profound renegotiation in terms of the free movement of people, so that you can make sure countries can have controls for much longer. And frankly, I'm also not satisfied with the current situation with benefits. I mean, take child benefit, which is generous in this country, £20 for the first child. There are many people living in our country, working hard from other European countries, but their families are back in Hungary or Poland or elsewhere, and they are getting child benefit even though their children are living in another country with perhaps a lower cost of living and different challenges. That isn't right. So we need to make changes to that situation as well, which would save the taxpayer money and, above all, be fair.
Finally, I just want to put the politics to you. Aren't you, in truth, running scared? Running scared of UKIP, running scared of the opinion polls, running scared of the right-wing press that says tens of thousands of people are coming, when in fact most of the people who come here from the EU work hard and live here happily?
No, I wouldn't accept that for one moment. I mean, I've always said that I want to see net migration into our country reduced to a much more manageable level, down to the tens of thousands rather than the hundreds of thousands we've seen in recent years. That has been a consistent view I've taken as a leader of the opposition, as Prime Minister, put in place a welfare cap, introduced immigration legislation, and now taking these steps, which I think are important, but I also think they're fair.
So when they say, what have you been doing for 3 years, now that it's 30 days before the deadline, why didn't you do it before?
Well, we have. For the last 3 years, we've cut net migration by a third. We put in place a welfare cap. We've introduced an immigration bill that severely restricts access to things like housing and healthcare in terms of what has happened in the past. Do we need to do more? Yes, we do. Am I prepared to renegotiate Britain's place in Europe and offer the British people an in-out referendum? Yes, I am. And the truth is this, that if people want a referendum on Europe, the only way to get it is to make sure you have a Conservative Prime Minister, me, after the next election, renegotiating and giving you that choice.